Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
KNCA-YVF Mobile. KNCA-YVF Mobile.
KNCA-YVF, KNCA-BOA. You lag a little behind for a Friday night. I thought you'd be a little quicker tonight.
Well, I must have not called on earlier. I'm about a third of the way home already, so just got off the expressway on On to Davenport.
Any big plans tonight?
Not a thing. Not a thing all weekend. I'm going to be working on the office, cleaning out the closet of all my junk. There's nothing of my wife's in there. It's a lot of old stuff. I pulled out a few things last week, and there's some old video cameras, and I got an old, my first digital camera, which was a 3.5-inch floppy drive camera. So I'm not sure what to do with those things. So there is an electronics recycling that my wife's got scheduled, but I don't know if I want them to go to there. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I'm wondering if someone doesn't have a museum to put some of that stuff in.
I don't know either. I got an old VHS tape player or camera. And like I said, I got like two digital cameras. And then electronic digital. And then I've got a old Canon SLR film camera. The first film camera that I bought. And so they're in those closets. I have a bunch of old computer things. I have a old Radio Shack pocket computer. I know that's in there, so I'm not sure quite what to do with those.
Well, need to check to make sure you remove the batteries from them, and hopefully you did. And hopefully they're in okay condition. The SLR camera, I'm thinking you're going to want to keep that. And unfortunately, I forgot to remove the batteries from my flash for the SLR camera. And now I've got to do little repairs on that. I didn't throw it out. I kept it. Just needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I don't know if I removed the batteries when they got put in the closet or not. Probably not, so I'm probably in the same thing. And I think you were talking about a flashlight, too, that got batteries in it. I got a nice Maglite flashlight sitting down on my workbench. Can't get the batteries out of it. They swelled, and I can't get them out. So it's still on the workbench. I keep saying I'm going to try and drill those out or get them out of there somehow, but it probably isn't going to happen. I think that flashlight's destroyed. I left them in. And then I have to think of it. I bought two brand new ones to go in the motorcycles, and I usually pull those out in the fall with the rest of the electronics, and I forgot to do that. So they've been in both bikes and storage all winter, so I don't know if those are going to be any good or not either.
Yeah, you have to get after that fairly quick. I tried drilling putting a screw in the back end of it. This had AA cells in this one, my little mini mag. Tried putting a large wood screw in it, pull it out, the wood screw got warm, but there ain't no way it was coming out. Mm-mm. So I gave up on it. I couldn't drive them out even to the other side. I tried to tap them out. I pulled the other end of it out, and I tried to tap them out. I could not get them out.
Yeah, and the one that I have, it's LED. The light end of it does not come out. You can unscrew it, the lens, because you could use it as kind of a candle type of thing. Take the top off and just prop it on its end, and it would work like a light in the room for emergencies or whatever. But yeah, you can't get a hold of it or anything, so I think that one's toast. So, like I said, I bought a couple more, and then because I normally kept that one in the motorcycle in case I needed it out at night or something. So I bought new ones and left those in by accident all winter. So they're under covers tucked in the corner. I really can't get to them, so we'll wait and see when I pull things out here and later on in the year here.
Yep, yeah. My little mag light was an LED as well. I was able to get the LED out of it and that, and it gave a small passage to go back down through, but I'll tell you what, they weren't moving. They were not moving. So even with the WD-40 all around it and everything else, it just was not coming out of there. So, yeah, if you're able to get them out, make sure you use rechargeables in there instead.
Yeah, like I said, I tried WD-40 and the rust cutter stuff and set it up inland, let it sink in. Yeah, they're swelled so much that they're not going to come out of that tube, and that's heavy metal tube on those mag lights. So they're in there unless you could get something in to drill it in and then get a saw to cut the batteries in half and try and, you know, get some little leeway that way, but I'm not going through that much work to get the two batteries out. But other than that, that's probably all we're going to do. Wife just says he's doing leftovers for dinner tonight. I said, yeah, that's fine. And nothing else on the agenda. I know, I think Saturday and Sunday out in Frankenmuth, they got the RV show. So I thought maybe if I can talk her into it, maybe tomorrow afternoon or something, to go out there just to walk through. I like to look through them. Not going to buy one, but I like to look through them at least, see what new things are in them.
Yep, it's fun. It's fun to look at them. Then you realize just how much it does cost, and you're saying, I want to be able to retire someday. There's no way I'm going to do this.
Exactly. We were at, a few weeks ago, we were at Great Lakes Crossing Mall down there in Auburn Hills area, and went to Bass Pro Shop, and there was a boat in there, just a Tracker bass boat with a, I think, like a 450 horsepower V8 engine on the back of this thing. It was $104,000 for a boat. And I'm thinking, there's no way I have to pay that for a boat to go out fishing. Wow.
Yep. That's exactly right. And, yeah, I was looking at a new 40 to 60 horse motor, and you're looking at between $5,000 and $8,000. So, yeah, adds up real quick. Anything to do with boating and that is not cheap. Even that little 14-foot aluminum boat, making little repairs here and there, and updating some things here and there, adds up a bunch. Adds up a bunch quick. So I thought I did pretty good on that one. I bought it used. And I only gave $18,000 for the boat motor and trailer. And I was interested in the motor more so than anything else. There are certain years of boats that have the oil injection system. You want to kind of avoid them if you can. Because once the oil injection quits, the engine's fried. And I got one of them sitting out to the kid's barn. He traded for that boat and the motor for me and everything else, and the motor's absolutely shot.
Yep, I would imagine so, and I got to imagine that what that motor costs, that 450 horsepower V8 on the back of that thing outboard. That had to have been half of that price right there, pretty much. But yeah, I was just amazed at what they want. And even they had a couple of smaller pontoons with like 100 horsepower engines on them, and they were in the 40s and 50s, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. But basically any of the power sports or play toys are expensive. I mean, you look at a new Goldwing to replace the one that I have, and you're looking at, you know, $32,000 for that, and you're looking for a Harley version, you're adding another $20 onto it. So they've got Harley motorcycles that they're selling for $40,000 to $60,000. No, I don't want to even pay that for four wheels, let alone two. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. But oh, I see I got a bunch more flags in my yard. And a bunch of yellow lines now. So we got the water lines remarked. We got the gas lines remarked. they're coming, I know, down Mitchell here, digging everything all up, so... But I see I got more flags in my yard, and I got one of my stray kitties come. She better get across the street coming to get dinner. So just pulled in the driveway, Rick. Thanks for the drive along. We'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend, KC8YVF.
You have a good weekend as well. And just for your information, T-Mobile went by my house yesterday. So that's the second fiber company coming through the neighborhood. So they'll be there shortly. KC8BOA.
KC8YVF clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 31 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 30 degrees.